Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome to Join Us in Advanced, your window on the world, as today,
this is Bill,
Amanda,
and Doris discuss the final day of the article on women in the auto industry. Well, this is going to be the final day on the subject, and we've had a lot of discussion on it. It's been quite interesting, I think, Amanda.
It has. We've learned a lot over the last 2 days. We've met different women in the auto industry, learned their successes, but also their challenges.
And it's interesting how we are looking at this. The writer is taking an approach of looking at some of the environments, the hostile environments the women engineers have to deal with, and also some of the roadblocks, the things that get in the way of them entering this field of engineering. And again, I would go back to this decision goes back to even the junior and senior years of high school, when young ladies are deciding which schools to apply to and also the fields that they might be interested in. And so ending up as an automotive engineer, ending up as an electrical engineer or computer engineer at age 25, you have to go back to age 18. That's where the seed is planted.
Well, Bill, it will be interesting to see what some of our listeners will tell us on Facebook and their experiences or what they think about it. Don't you think that will be interesting to read their comments?
Yes, I'm looking forward to reading them. And we're hoping that you, listener, are actually thinking about what you want to write as you're listening to us even today.
On Facebook and Studio Classroom, right?
Right. And always go on. You can go onto our website, join the discussion, the eCorner discussion at www.studioclassroom.com on the advanced page. And also, if you got a question, something that you want to write to us about, a longer letter, you can send us a letter at letters@studioclassroom.com.
Well, but Facebook would be good. Everybody looks at Facebook, right? And now we have to look at the magazine. I hope you do have your copy of the magazine, and we're going to be doing the final page here on page 44. It's not only the final day of the article, it's the final day of the month. August is a long month. August 31st,
no,
Bill.
No, the month is over.
Summer, right?
Always sad when a month is over.
But there are big rewards ahead, so let's find out this, what we're going to talk about today. What are we going to talk about today, Bill?
All right. We're going to look at some of the accomplishments of other female engineers, some of these young women that we had mentioned before, and they work at Ford and also at Chrysler.
Okay. And the first reading is going to be from line 1 through line 17.
Big rewards and safety. Still, plenty of women have found auto engineering a way to work with people on machines that help both save lives and improve them. Ford engineer Seiler, 40, is the only woman on a 30-person team working on technology that warns and then automatically begins to stop cars when crashes are imminent. As a key engineer developing the current and future versions of the technology, she spends most of her time developing portions of the algorithm to perform tasks and then trying out the systems at the test track using inflatable cars in case the formulas don't work. People come up to me and say, "I was in a near miss. I wasn't paying attention to that driver that cut in front of me," Seiler says. People really appreciate it.
We know that they're trying to make cars safer all the time. In fact, they even have cars now that drive themselves, and they're supposed to be safer, but I think most of us would be a little skeptical about sitting in a car and letting it do all the driving. I'm not so sure that they could decide everything, Bill.
Well, there's so many variables, and it's still in the testing mode. We talked about a Google car, a self-driving car, in the past in one of our newsworthy clips, and we've also talked about some other experiments going on. Eventually it may come, but right now the world's not ready for it quite yet.
That's right. But women, when they're in these jobs, they're working together with men, and that's what we're talking about. The beginning, here's this one lady, this Ford engineer, who's 40 years old. She's the only woman on a 30-person team working on technology. Mm-hmm. And what does this technology do?
Well, the technology that her name is Rebecca Seiler has made or designed is one that automatically begins to stop cars when crashes are imminent. So it's a technology that makes sure that your car will stop when it detects that you may be crashing very shortly.
You know, that's a very, very interesting thing to be working on, because I just wonder how it can possibly work, because there's so many crashes today. Just some friends of mine were just killed recently when a bus crashed right into them. But how could they stop that bus or that car in time, Bill? That seems kind of difficult.
Well, they're not going to stop the bus. But actually what this technology is the cars are actually equipped with a combination of cameras and sensors all around the cars on the front, back, and sides. And actually these sensors can actually pick up possible contact based upon speed and direction. And actually then in a split second, less than a split second, then if the sensors and cameras pick up this movement and nearing danger, they actually will instigate the brakes.
But you know, if the brakes stop all of a sudden, you might crash your head, right? I mean, it's kind of interesting how that's going to work. I don't know.
Well, that's why they produce things like airbags to also make
right.
up for those things that can happen.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. But it sounds kind of difficult, doesn't it?
Well, sure, it is. Again, there's a million variables for them to consider. One of the biggest things to consider is false alarms. You don't want a system, you don't want to develop a system that makes the car stop every 10 minutes.
And all of a sudden your airbag's gone off.
Yeah, you know, that's not a practical use
right.
of this safety system.
Right.
So how do you, where's the balance in it?
Because there's so many cars today and so much
right.
congestion. It might be difficult. But mm-hmm. this lady is a key engineer developing this current version of this. What does she spend most of her time on?
Well, she spends most of her time developing the portions of the algorithm that Bill's talking about, the formula that takes into account all the variables that will happen. She is in charge of developing that and spends time performing tests to see if it's going to work out. I think she actually enjoys seeing what will happen and then trying to fix the problem.
Well, she's working with several men on this project, but now you've probably, as a police officer, and I know in the past when I first started doing radio and television, there weren't so many women doing the business field in those days. And I wonder how you felt when you were working with some of these guys. Did you just forget you were a woman? I know I did. When I was working on things and we would talk about problems and what to do about the industry and TV and television and directing, I didn't think about being a woman or not a woman. I just thought about the problem.
Right.
I think women forget about it when they're working on projects.
Right. You're thinking about what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think
yeah,
I
if I get
it.
Involved in stuff, I don't think about whether or not I'm a man or remembering that I'm a man.
Okay, so you're
thinking about getting the job done.
Bill, you're teaching with two women. It doesn't matter if you're two men or two women. You're teaching. So I don't think we always think about that all the time. Do you?
No.
I don't think.
No,
it's
not important.
No, you're
getting
people.
The job done is what's
focused
important.
Focused on the task.
Yeah.
You're people, right? Yeah. So she's just one of the guys, you could say. They're just all together working on this problem. So
right.
I don't think that people are consciously always thinking about that. It comes up sometimes or surprises people. But on the whole, you work with your team and you go by the ability, the things they can do. If she's good at that mathematics, that's good. It doesn't matter if
yeah.
she's a man or a woman.
Well, I think once they get past that initial shock that may have existed for some people in the first half a day or first hour, then after that it doesn't even matter for the guys on the team
here.
Oh,
yeah, think about it.
So,
right.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting here what we see, how they are actually testing out this algorithm, testing out the system.
Right. They're performing tests and trying out the system at the test track. And as they're at the test track, they're using inflatable cars in case the formulas don't work. Now, for me, I'm interested in this. I, in my training, I had to go on the speed track and pursue other vehicles. Of course, we weren't testing cars, but I think it would be quite fascinating to see an inflatable car try to do this.
To do a police chase.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, they would actually have, I believe it is going to have a chassis, which actually would be a bottom frame and the wheels of the car, and obviously they need an engine, but surrounding it they would have inflatable pockets, I might say, to keep it safe in case there's a collision, and actually then it prevents damage to the vehicle and also especially to the people driving it.
And people that know that she's working on that, they're happy about it. They come up to her and they say, oh, I was in a near miss. I almost got in an accident, you know, and they really appreciate this, and I think people will appreciate that improvement.
Oh, especially if it's going to save lives. You know, she'll have family members writing to her, thanking her that the technology that she has designed saved a family member's life.
Not only lives, it saves a lot of people bumping into other cars and a lot of money with even just the accidents they have with hitting each other's cars sometimes, don't you think?
The insurance companies will be happy.
The insurance company should be happy with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will be happy with this. So it's a great project, and it sounds very satisfying for Rebecca Seiler to be working on this.
So that's one of the rewards, is that people really are happy about it.
But I would say we call it an intrinsic reward, I-N-T-R-I-N-S-I-C, intrinsic. And it's not – that's even better than money.
It is.
It's better than – you know, financial rewards are one thing, but – for Rebecca Seiler, somebody comes up and says, hey, you know, you saved a life or something. You can't even put a price on that.
Well, and that's why it's affecting lives. Mm-hmm. Let's see how that says that in the next section, how it affects lives down to the bottom of the page.
Affecting lives. Shaw, 35, is the supervisor of an active safety team of 11, including two other women. She helped develop Ford features including the self-parking system that helps with parallel parking, technology that warns them when a moving car is in your blind spot, and an alert that sounds when traffic is crossing behind a car backing up. I was looking for a job that had a very obvious influence on the world, Shaw says. If I was working on microchips, I'd be very far away from the customers. But here, I'm working on a product every day that is affecting people's lives.
So here's this other woman, Shaw, who is 35 years old. There's a picture of her, Jennifer Shaw, over there. And she's a supervisor on active safely team of 11 people. That's great.
That's right. And Jennifer Shaw, her and Rebecca Seiler actually work together at Ford and have been working on these active safety features. She's on a team of 11, which also includes two women. And she also has been developing Ford features, including the self-parking system.
Now, that sounds kind of good to me, especially when you're out in a crowded street and you'd have to do this parallel parking where you have to back in. You know, you need a little help on that sometimes, Bill.
Right. Parallel parking is, imagine you are trying to find a parking spot here in Taipei. And, there you see one.
Right.
It's up there, and you have to park in between two cars. You know, there's a space, but it's pretty tight. And you're up against, also, it's going to be up against the curb. And so that is parallel parking. You got to back in. You need what we say is a three-point turn to back into that spot. It's very tricky for people.
Hmm. So that's kind of nice if they can do that, you know, if they can figure out a way to help you with that. A lot of people need help on that. But you have to decide how close to get to the other car and how far ahead before you go in it. So that's one thing when you take your tests, you know, get your license, you have to do that.
You do. And so it's always very good to practice your parallel parking. Actually, I felt once I had conquered parallel parking, I from then on, if I got it every time, I felt very proud of myself because it's quite a difficult task.
Well, it is. Right, I think so, too. Nowadays, they have on a lot of cars that there's a little beep, beep noise if you get too close to the car behind. And there's all kinds of things that help you. It still takes a little skill, doesn't it?
Well, this self-parking system, this is really pretty amazing what they are working on, is actually you can literally program in parking and the car will park itself.
So I like that. I think I'd like to get that. Maybe I'll buy a Ford if they get that one, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the technology warns you when there's a moving car in your blind spot. Now, when you're driving, you know, you have mirrors on both sides and a mirror in the middle, and you're always looking. But what is your blind spot?
Your blind spot is that area that you cannot see in your mirrors. In fact, usually during your driver training, you're taught to look over your shoulder for several seconds to see if there's any movement in the blind spot and then to continue on. But I have noticed a lot of people don't actually practice that, so this will be very helpful for them.
Well, especially, you know, in Asia, there's so many motor scooters and things, and you're looking behind, there's no car, but there's one almost halfway in the middle of where your car is, and you don't see it, because it's kind of like your blind spot. And that's very dangerous.
And actually, you know, this is a tough spot for drivers, because if a vehicle's in their blind spot, but one thing I'd like to see more of here are people taking responsibility of whether they are in a driver's blind spot. I don't see that enough here. We need to be aware of if I am in somebody's blind spot ahead of me, and don't just assume that that person is going to see me or be aware that I am behind them.
Bill, it's even worse if they're on a bicycle. They don't look at anything. You know, they'll be in the blind spot. Nobody sees them. They're just pedaling along. Mm-hmm. So you really have to make it a little safe to have lanes for scooters and bicycles. Mm-hmm. They do in some countries. Yeah. That would help, wouldn't it?
That would help. And also what's helpful here is this alert that they're working on that sounds when traffic is crossing behind a car that's backing up. Mm-hmm. So imagine you are at the mall or the grocery store. You just came out to your car. You've loaded everything in. And when you came there, you pulled into the parking spot, but now you're backing out. Oh, that is a number one chance for people to run into you, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I did that myself one time. One of my first accidents was backing up and not seeing the car coming.
Yeah. The problem is because people are always in a rush, right, in parking lots.
And they aren't looking.
And they aren't looking. And they're just going too fast in parking lots.
And especially for people who live with driveways and young toddlers on bicycles, children on bicycles, they like to play. Right. And the driver's not aware that they're behind them. This would be very helpful.
Well, so this is what this Jennifer's working on. She said she was looking for a job that had a very obvious, noticeable thing, influence on the world. Because if she were working at microchips, she said it wouldn't be the same, right?
No, that's right. She's not influencing people's lives as much when she's working on microchips. Or it's not, like she said, obvious. You're not seeing it as quickly.
If you're just working on something, you don't know what it is, and it's a mathematical problem in something or other, the steering, you don't know about it. But here, you can see what's going to happen when you do it. So there's results involved.
She continues by saying, I'd be very far away from the customers. So, yeah, again, just like Alicia Bowler Davis said yesterday, working on a door, you're separated, you're narrowly focused on something. Likewise, Jennifer Shaw doesn't want to be just narrowly focused on this one thing, working on a microchip. She actually wants to be in touch with the customers.
She wants to see the results. Mm-hmm. She's working on a product that is affecting people's lives that she can notice. Now they can park. Now they can do this. That's more exciting for her, isn't it?
It's much more exciting.
But we still have another column to read. So let's read about this impactful innovation.
Impactful innovation. Chrysler Group CEO Sergio Marchionne recently singled out vehicle line executive Chris Barman, 41, for her work developing the Dodge Dart, which he called tangible evidence of how women are helping to lead the new Chrysler. Her team is also responsible for several other products that will be crucial to our success, Marchionne said. Chris is just one example of the women who are making a huge impact in every area of our company.
Chrysler, they make some pretty good cars in Chrysler, and this person that's ahead of that, they single out vehicle line executive Chris Barman. To single somebody out means give them recognition.
That's right, to draw attention to them rather than a whole group.
Mm-hmm. And she's 41 years old. Why did they single her out?
Well, for her work in developing the Dodge Dart, which actually is a new version of the Dodge Dart. And she worked on a team that helped, you know, change the design of this car.
Right.
Yeah.
He called this tangible evidence. Now, when something is tangible, that means you can see it, you can notice it. If it's intangible, then you can't see it, right?
It's not possibly not real. If it's tangible, it's real. You're able to touch it or you're able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is evidence that they have, or Chris's work on the Dodge Dart is evidence that we have of how women are helping to lead the new Chrysler. So at Chrysler, they're also trying to increase the number of women engineers.
Right. And her team is also responsible for several other products. And what are they going to be like?
Well, I think they're going to be working on also developing some updates of some of their other models at Chrysler. And so
they don't say what they are. Maybe they're secret.
Well, they don't really want to reveal what
right.
they're going to be. They're,
but they are crucial, you see. They're crucial to their success, because if you don't do something that Ford's not doing, nobody will buy your car or that somebody else is not doing. So these people are working on things that will be helpful, but the other cars don't have them. And the women are making a huge impact in every area of the company. That's what Chrysler said.
That's right. And they, like you said, they too need to keep up with what's happening in the other companies. And Ford is doing a great job of that. So this is also motivating them to do something about it.
Well, in fact, there's a picture of some of these women here. And what does it say about this safety breakthrough that they're doing, Bill?
Well, we see here Gay Kent, General Motors Safety Vice President, also found the safety field especially rewarding. She helped design an auto industry first side airbags that deploy out of the driver's seat above the center console to prevent injuries or deaths caused by contact with the car or another head. Now, what is she talking about here, right?
Yeah, well, what is she talking about, Bill?
Normally, okay, we think of airbags, right?
Right.
The first one we think of is coming out of the steering wheel, right?
Right.
Or in the front, if you're a passenger, coming out in front of you. The second one we might think of is one coming out of a door.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, what Gay Kent actually worked on here is one that is coming up through the middle of the two seats in the front. So there's an airbag that deploys in between the driver and the passenger seat in the front seat. This actually, and I had never thought about this, but passengers actually could knock their heads and cause such serious damage if they hit each other, the passenger and the driver, that they actually could actually kill themselves. And so she came up with a bag that would come up in between the two people sitting up front.
Where are you going to put your coffee? Oh, I guess you have to put it someplace else, right?
Well, the trick of designing this thing. How do you design this that it is not so big
it's
taking up all the space and making the car uncomfortable, and then it's still – the car looks still stylish because – all right, yeah, people want safe cars, but they're not going to buy an ugly car either.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a big challenge.
It's a challenge. Well, I also want to challenge some of the women in our audience, Doris. I've been talking about how young ladies, whether it's university or even going back to their junior or senior year of high school, that's where they can make decisions to go into engineering or some of these other technical fields. But the challenge I want to issue also is to some of the other more mature women who listen to our program. Maybe they are working already in fields. They're out and they've been working for 10 or 20 years. Maybe they are looking for other opportunities. You too can go back and go to school. Explore opportunities, whether it is you can get a degree in engineering or another technical field. Change your career completely. Do not feel constrained by what you have done for the last 10 or 20 years. Consider other options. Think outside the box. Well, let's go to our feature before we wrap up today.
Welcome to Clunker Automobiles, Mr. Dents. I'm Rita Process. And before we start our meeting, let me show you around our vehicle assembly plant.
Oh, nice to meet you, Ms. Process. This is quite a facility that Clunker Automobiles has. When will I get to meet the plant manager?
You just did.
I did?
Yes, I'm the plant manager. I'm in charge of this entire operation and all 5,000 employees.
Oh,
Wow. I'm sorry. It's just that there's a dearth of female managers in the auto industry. I expected the plant manager to be a man.
Yes, Mr. Dents, I'm aware of the scarcity of women in engineering, especially automotive engineering. But that's never been a roadblock for me here at Klunker Automobiles.
Fascinating. Did you ever have to grapple with any unfair treatment from the other executives here?
A little, but that's leveled off. I have a PhD in industrial engineering, and I've worked here for 10 years, so I know the plant inside and out.
Seems like you've made great strides in your career.
Well, not just me, Mr. Dents, but several other women. We have a unique career tracking program for women that has shown tangible results.
I can see that. Well, then, shall we take a look at your plant?
Certainly. And after that, I'll explain our job-sharing program, which has increased productivity by 30%. Now, let's head over there to our assembly line.
Sounds good.
Have you seen Topic Talks? These are videos that accompany each article, and they're a great way to meet the advanced team. Just go to the advanced page at www.studioclassroom.com and click on Topic Talks. The team provides a summary of each article, insight into particular aspects of the article, and we even perform our radio features in video. If you want to watch Topic Talks on television, they're also available on Zhonghua Telecom's MOD. Check out Topic Talks and let us know what you think.
Okay, you know, Doris, I said I'm always sad when a month comes to an end, but there is good news. There's a new month right around the corner, September.
And Bill, you'll be with us to make some very interesting lessons. And Amanda, I hope you'll join us whenever you can.
I would love to be here. And September is a great month, so let's make the most of it.
So see you in September, everyone, and be sure and be with us every day, and we'll be watching for you on Facebook. Goodbye.
Goodbye.